If I were to ask you, what is Texas famous for? I doubt that the first thing out of your mouth would be rivers. We do have some rivers, Rio Grande, the Colorado, Brazos, Trinity, and these are fairly well known, I suppose, but if we were to rank the rivers of the world by their impressiveness, I doubt Texas rivers would be very high on the list. Rivers are important parts of the communities in which they flow. Throughout history, people have been transported along rivers. There's commerce done on rivers. Agricultural products depend on them. Think about the Nile River in Egypt. Whenever it floods, it brings life to that area. Today, a lot of freight is shipped on rivers. Rivers, if they're not polluted, are typically teeming with life as well. Perhaps some of you enjoy fishing local rivers and streams. Rivers have living creatures in them. They support ecosystems and life in areas that they flood. They are life-giving. Is this the kind of picture that Jesus had in mind, perhaps, when he says, out of the believer's heart will flow rivers of living water? Do you have living water flowing out of you? In the gospel reading, Jesus is celebrating the Feast of the Tabernacles, and this was a celebration where the Jews would gather in tents in remembrance of their times that their ancestors wandered the wilderness, living in tents after being freed from Egypt. And one ritual in this Jewish feast was very specific. They went down to the Pool of Siloam and got water and processed with that water into the temple around the altar and poured the water onto the altar of the sacrifice, the burnt offering. And it was during the midst of this feast on the high day, as our text says, that Jesus says these words, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. The water that the people poured on the altar was nothing in comparison to the water that Jesus wished to give them. It also reminds us of Jesus talking to the woman at the well in John chapter 4. You remember that story. This woman was drawing water at Jacob's well, and Jesus comes up to her and says, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. What pictures that Jesus gives us. Springs of water welling up in us. Rivers of water pouring out of us. But what is this water? How do we drink the water that Jesus gives us that it may flow out of us? Well, Jesus goes on to say that it has something to do with the Holy Spirit. The events of John chapter 7 take place probably roughly 7 months before Pentecost, the feast we're celebrating today. And on Pentecost, as you know, the Holy Spirit is given to the disciples in this new and powerful way to empower them to preach about the birth, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus. The Holy Spirit opens their mouths to speak about Christ, to pour forth the Word of God. The Holy Spirit comes like tongues of fire, and the first thing that Peter starts doing is to speak and preach, not about himself, not even about the Spirit, although he does reference that in the prophet of Joel, but eventually he just starts to preach about Jesus. This is the living water, the Word of God, the Word about who Jesus is, the Word made flesh, the Word about what he has done. Thus, Jesus himself is the source of living water, and this living water given by the Spirit is life-giving. It produces fruit. It produces good works in each of us. Much of what we hear out in the world, however, doesn't sound like living water, the water that Christ gives us. Suppose you've been watching the news lately and seen the violence around our nation. We see violence and war, sexual immorality, stealing, greed, drunkenness, selfishness. We see corruption in politics and business. We see movie stars telling us all kinds of weird things. We're told what to be afraid of, what not to fear. This polluted water can pollute us, can make us fearful, make us doubt, make us despair, make us fall away from the living water. It can cause what flows out of us to be likewise polluted. What sort of water is flowing out of you? Is it living water? We know that water can be a deadly force as well, as can our own words and actions. Deceitful words, lies, hateful words, biting sarcasm, is that what often flows out of our hearts? Do your words seek to build up the body of Christ, or do they tear others down? Do you find the good in people or only the bad? Does your life and action show forth the fruits of the Spirit that you have been promised? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. We can become so wrapped up with the things of this world, so wrapped up with our own emotions, our own problems, our own desires, that we often don't lay them aside for the good of others. Instead of speaking of God's glory, how often do we try to bring glory to ourselves? This is not how believers are to be. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. If we are believers, why does this dirty, polluted water of sin often flow out of us instead of living water, the water of Christ's word? Our problem is that our water source is, by nature, filthy, polluted. What flows out of us on our own can be nothing more than filthy water, unfortunately. So we must return to the source of living water. As Jesus himself tells us, we must return to him. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink, he says. Not the news, not the internet, not our own hearts, but come to Christ and drink. The source of living water is found here in Christ's church. The living water of Christ's word enters through your ears as the word comes to you. Living water was literally poured over your head in baptism. And Christ, the living water, is eaten and drunk in this supper. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. The Spirit is poured out upon us here in God's word and in his sacraments, so that out of your hearts can flow springs of living water, rivers of water. I suppose it's a lot like physical drinking. We don't just drink once in our lives and have that sort of satisfy us forever. We get thirsty again. We constantly need to drink water. Every day we drink something. What about spiritual drinking? True, we believe in one baptism for the remission of sins, but we must be kept in mind of our baptism, or we forget that in that water God quenched and still continues to quench our spiritual thirst. We must again and again and again return to the one who refreshes us spiritually, who quenches that spiritual thirst. The problems that we face in our lives make us thirsty. Thirsty to know that we are right with God. Thirsty to know that he is taking care of us. Thirsty to know that he is in control of whatever situation this world might be facing. On the cross, blood and water literally flowed out of the side of Jesus when he was stabbed with a spear. That water of forgiveness of sins flows over you. It flowed over you in your baptism. It continues to nourish you in the blood that flows from the chalice in the Lord's Supper. On the cross, Christ gave up his Spirit, and he gave it to us. The Holy Spirit was poured out to his church, given to us first on Pentecost, and now through his word and his sacraments. And as we continually drink from the source, drink from Jesus' word, and drink from the cup of communion, that life-giving water continues to flow. It flows to us, and will flow from us. Not just a trickle, not a creek, not a Texas river, but a great flowing river. It's the same water that flows from Jesus. Our words become life-giving to those around us. This is the mission of the church, that out of us, out of the church, would flow the same living water that the Spirit poured into the disciples at first Pentecost. As we live out our lives as God's people, our work becomes service to God as we serve our neighbor, as we serve our families. The living water flows out of us as we produce food for others to eat, take care of our children, deliver things that people need, teach at school, whatever God's God-given vocations we have, living water can flow to others. Whatever we do each day, the living water of Christ's love and mercy and forgiveness flows into us and flows out to those around us. It's true. Physical water and rivers are powerful forces, but they are not nearly as powerful as the living water that Christ gives. His living water changes lives. His living water forgives sins. His living water ferries us to eternal life. It creates rivers of living water in us. The Holy Spirit, given at Pentecost, flows into us as we receive his word and his body and his blood. And his Holy Spirit flows out of us, out of his church, as we proclaim the death and the resurrection of Jesus to the world. May God grant rivers of living water to be flowing out of each of you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.